You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is Debbie Laux, and you're listening to the Horsemanship Radio. Thanks for joining us. Horsemanship Radio airs on the 1st and the 15th of the month, and it's brought to you by Hands-On Gloves, the all-in-one shedding, grooming, and bathing gloves. In this episode, we unlock a deeper connection with your horse in this inspiring conversation with Denise Heinlein. Denise is a world-renowned Monty Roberts certified instructor, and she brings decades of experience teaching gentle, trust-based horsemanship across 5 countries and also at the Monty Roberts International Learning Center in Solvang, California, and the European Monty Roberts Learning Center in Bamberg, Germany. Her global perspective on horse behavior, ground manners, and effective communication offers listeners actionable insights that transform how we relate to our equine partners. Listen in. Well, I'm able to sit down with Denise Heinlein, and that's not an easy chore. She has been really busy for the last 2 weeks teaching the intermediate course, which is really exciting. We've been talking about bringing in an intermediate course, and finally we did it. We piloted. I'm so happy for you and happy to have you here and the students that were very exotic with lots of accents going around, which means they traveled a long way here to be in your intermediate course. I'm happy about that. And also, we just capped an amazing weekend of Horse Sense and Healing, which is our veterans program. And I know you've been facilitating a veterans program in Germany for a long time too. And so it was nice to have you back for this one. And we can kind of talk about, you know, debrief on that too, and what you learned here and what we can learn from yours and success. But let's start today with you as a trainer and a teacher. And you're very good at it. First of all, welcome. Denise Heinlein, one of our most advanced instructors for how many years?
I think I got certified 2009. So now I'm practicing being a teacher in Monty's concepts already quite a while.
Yes, you have.
So I'm super happy to be back as always, you know. To come back to the roots really feels amazing. So I love the place here in California, and to be here with your family and, you know, that surrounding always makes me happy.
Thank you. Well, as you know, we're happy to have you back too. It's, you know, it's a bit of an arm wrestle because you'll be traveling even like January. Did I just hear you? January, February, you're going back to Argentina?
Yes, that's the plan of mine.
Okay. You
know, the quote I love the most about Monty is like, it's good to have a plan and it's foolish to fall in love with it. But yes, I'm planning to run another introductory course of horsemanship in Argentina, because there, you know, we don't bring the concepts often over there. I mean, we have Melanie, but she is really busy. Mm-hmm. And so therefore I come and help her teach.
Good, you know, so you do it together.
No, not this time, because she's so busy. Oh. That's why she has me come to her country.
Okay, you do that part, yeah.
to teach the concepts. And I think, yeah, I just enjoy that very much, to go around and, you know, inspire people, seeing the benefit of, you know, this gentle approach and how to communicate in their silent language, you know, in the language of equus with their horses. So it makes me happy.
Good. Well, we want you happy. And I think you create happy horses. And maybe that's maybe even more important, because if we can learn from you how to make our horses happy, then, you know, probably we're going to enjoy our horses more, and it's not a struggle to train. A lot of people deal with struggles in training, either with themselves or with their horses, thinking that, well, maybe the concepts don't work because, or my horse is just silly and doesn't want to do it. What do you think are, you know, what do you think is your superpower? What is your strength in teaching people how to get along with a horse? Because I think you're pretty horse-centric.
Well, that's true. I'm really focused on the well-being of the horse. So I get quite, not strict, but really make that as a priority for all of my students, you know, to look that the horse is really understanding us, what we want of them. So one of my my superpower as a teacher, I think, is to try to approach in as many different ways as I have to reach my students' mind, so they understand what, you know, I try to have them take in. So as horses taught me to think out of the box, and as Monty's concepts show us how important it is to think out of the box, you know, to really meet that individual's needs. And that's what I've learned throughout the years. And I think this is one part of my teaching, which people like.
Fine. Yeah, good, really good point. Some people make join up sort of one-dimensional, and it really is not at all. It's very three-dimensional and out of the box. That's a term that I wish we could almost not get away from, because join-up is a term that covers so many areas, but it becomes a little one-dimensional when people think of it very mechanically. So I do agree. I've watched you teach the intermediate course now for the last couple of weeks, and I love how you can come at it from different horses in different ways for the students to understand. I think one of the things that I saw, we teach the yes-no game, which is so fun in all the classes, and I'm not even going to give that away. It's too much of a good secret to keep, but the yes-no game is really fun. But I noticed you use the yes-no when you're out there working with students and horses too to get their timing better. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, exactly. So for me to be with the horses and teach them something, or also my students, so to get their timing right, I always make sure they understand that they should guide their horse in every step. So therefore, the yes and no helps me a lot to make them understand and aware of the fact that each step, or even the thought process of the horses, you know, turning the ear, starting to focus to something else. When they pick up all those small little tiny gestures, they are so much better in their timing, you know, to guide the horse into the right direction. So just if they catch up the pathway in the direction we don't want, they can just make a little tiny gesture and move back. And the horse is like, okay. Then not, you know, then I change my mind and I kind of focus back on you. And that's what I always try to, you know, make a very strong point of, because then all of our communication is so subtle. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Subtle, that you don't even see that there's a constant yes and no going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where I have the most fun of, because horses are so incredibly sensitive that when you meet them on that you know, stage, then it is really feels like sometimes they are reading your mind, you
yeah
know? but they don't, but they see those micro gestures we are starting to implement and they respond to it. And for me, this is where, you know, it kind of gets my interest a lot the last years to you know, to go to the finest tuning I can get with the individual horse. So that's fun for me. And therefore, I want to, you know, kind of motivate my students to see through all of those layers, you know, we are teaching. So that's why, you know, as you said, you mentioned we have the intermediate course going on now, where it's easier for me to incrementally, you know, bring the students from the introductory course where they learn, you know, the basics, and then, you know, kind of show them those layers we have to offer, you know, to deep dive into Monty's concepts, and also to read the horse's language and gestures and know what they really think.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard until you see it. Really learning in person is, I know we have videos and we have a lot of online learning, which is great because it reaches to the corners of the world, which is great. But that nuancy, I always love when Dad goes into a round pen doing a demonstration and the horse starts to respond right away and the owner looks, you know, flabbergasted, we say, you know, like, how did he know? And Dad would say sometimes, you know, I don't know. He doesn't know I'm Monty Roberts, you know. So what, you know, what is it about a good horseman? And I think that's what you're describing, is they start to work on those, the teacher or the horse, start to work on those little micro movements in a dance almost with the teacher, with the student. And that's when it gets more challenging and more fun.
Yeah. And it's like where, you know, the intention and everything comes in. So it's, yeah, it's a never-ending journey to, you know, finalize.
yeah. And do you love sharing the knowledge? I mean, I know you love horses and I know that you get some pretty advanced students, but what's your goal in life to do with horses and
well,
schools?
my goal was to be like a very good horse trainer. But then I think, as everybody, the realization comes in that I can only work so many horses by myself. And then by sharing all of the experiences I was able to gain, therefore I reached so many more horses, you know, and kind of hopefully inspire people to, you know, to go around. And I mean, so far I have already a lot of my students being instructors too, you know.
Right.
And, you know, to see this happening, it's just wonderful because I feel part of Monty's mission there,
yeah.
You know, to make the world a better place. And then for me to go around and teach people in the most beautiful countries, you know, where they show interest,
yeah.
Then that's like always a challenge for me to go and see. And, you know, I have to adapt. So adapt to whatever they need,
right.
To get them hooked.
Yeah.
And that's like my personal challenge. It's like, yes.
I like that.
How can I, you know, kind of, yeah.
Do you feel like you're more well known in Bavaria where you're from, Bamberg? Or do you feel like you're more well known in other areas?
Oh, actually in other areas, because I'm really quiet, I have to say. That's one thing I want to change. But so far, building up the, you know, European Learning Center had me stuck there quite a bit, you know. So I've been painting and carpeting and, you know, working, and we kind of built all of the place up. So the last 3 years since we have it, I've been, if I'm home, I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and not with horses.
Not marketing, not training. Not,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So working on building a structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's my next step, where I have to go, you know, be more present.
Good.
In Germany, and also get the people to know that the European Learning Center is there. So yes, that's there is a lot of space up to, you know, be better at. But yeah,
good.
I mean, you know, you can always do so much. And I think to form the structure was needed to now, you know, kind of get people interested and coming.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we're really pleased that you're center of Europe over there, and really happy. Dad being 90 right now, is there anything that you wish you can get done while he's still with us?
Yeah, I mean, I think one huge part we were able to get done is, you know, to develop and add to our curriculum, you know. So therefore, I'm super happy that he's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, you know, kind of putting it out there in his own words, you know, and let the world know
nice.
That this is happening. So that makes me extremely proud and happy that this is happening so far, you know. So that's not when he's gone, but he was part of it.
That's right.
So that's I think really wonderful. And other than this, you know, I'm happy to see him again and again, how he, you know, knows so much about the horses, to observe him work, and that he shares his knowledge still with us. So yeah, I think the biggest part of, you know, the development of the future, you know, he's part of.
Yeah,
he's part of. So that it's wonderful.
Thank you. Well, congratulations on being part of the first generation of the Monty Roberts certified instructors.
Yeah, thank you. We'll continue for sure.
When the temperatures drop, don't let winter make grooming a chore. Hands-on gloves keeps you connected to your horse with a warm, flexible grip, even when it's cold outside. These patented grooming gloves work in wet or dry conditions, making winter mud and shedding patches and thick coats easy to manage. No stiff fingers here, no slipping brushes, just your hands and your horse. Used by top trainers and happy horses worldwide, Hands-On Gloves turns winter grooming into quality time. Visit handsongloves.com and feel the difference hands-on. Hi, I'm Debbie Laux. If you've ever watched my dad, Monty Roberts, work with a horse, you know how powerful a gentle approach could be. At the Equus Online University, we share that with you, hundreds of lessons on building trust, lowering fear, and communicating with horses in a way that truly honors them. We keep adding new video lessons every week because the journey of learning never stops. It has been incredible to see students from around the world transform their horsemanship through kindness and clarity. I'd love for you to join us at MontyRobertsUniversity.com and experience it for yourself. For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com, where you can find links, photos, and more information about our guests. We love connecting with our listeners, so please follow us on Facebook under facebook.com/Monty Roberts and Instagram.com/Monty_Roberts. Many thanks to our sponsors, Hands on Gloves and Monty Roberts University. Be sure to visit all the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.